No, sorry, mate, cash only. I don't care what you say. If you pay by cash, then I don't have to pay tax. Oh, hello there, how are you? Didn't see you coming there. Welcome, welcome. You must be here for our little pub quiz. Grab yourself a pen and paper because you'll need to write your answers down, and I'll give you the answers to the first 10 questions, and then it's the golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. Anyway, I'm prattling on. Let's get on with it, shall we? Question number one is music. Which song from 1975 enjoyed a popular revival when it featured in an iconic scene in the movie Wayne's World? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. According to Greek myth, during which famous siege did the legendary warrior Achilles kill Hector in a duel? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. What is the official name given to a London black cab? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Which legendary broadcaster will turn 98 years old in May 2024? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, sport. The Seagulls is the nickname of which English football club? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. In 1969, which singer joined Crosby, Stills and Nash a year after that band formed? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. How many years were there between the end of the First World War and the start of the Second? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. What is the common name for a sushi roll containing crab meat, cucumber and avocado? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. Is the opening paragraph to which classic children's book? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. What is the only planet in our solar system that is named after a Greek as opposed to Roman god? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right then, folks. Yes, it's answers time. Here we go. Question number one is music. Which song from 1975 enjoyed a popular revival when it was featured in an iconic scene in the movie? in the movie Wayne's World, excuse me. Bohemian Rhapsody. I'm going to leave that in. Question number two, history. According to Greek myth, during which famous siege did the legendary warrior Achilles kill Hector in a duel that was, of course, the Siege of Troy? Question number three, around the world, what is the official name given to a London black cab? It is a hackney carriage. Question number four, entertainment. Which legendary broadcaster will turn 98 years old in May 2024? It's Sir David Attenborough. And ladies and gentlemen, somebody wrap that man in bubble wrap and, my God, keep him safe. Question number five, sport. The Seagulls is the nickname of Brighton and Hove Albion. Question number six, music. In 1969, which singer joined Crosby, Stills and Nash? It was Neil Young. Question number seven, history. How many years were there between the end of the First World War and the start of the Second World War? There were 20 years, to be specific. 20 years, 9 months and 21 days. Question number eight, food and drink. What is the common name for a sushi roll containing crab, cucumber and avocado? It's a California roll. Question number nine, entertainment. A mouse took a stroll through the deep, dark wood is the opening paragraph to The Gruffalo. And question number 10, general knowledge. Which is the only planet named after a Greek as opposed to Roman god? Well, if you've been doing the quiz for a while, this will come as no surprise to you. It's Uranus. I'm so sorry. Right then, let's have a golden question, shall we? I'll ask the question and then just tell your little digital assistant thingy if you know it. All right, here we go. Who wrote the Dune series of novels? Do you know that answer, young Atreides? Blimey, well, that's good, isn't it? Right, so listen out because you're going to get a notification from me in your phone when the app that goes with your digital assistant and just follow that, right? You know, it's dead easy and then you're in with a chance of winning the money. Or if you're listening to the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. Good luck, everyone.